I'm so excited to be here today at So. It is such an amazing restaurant and has some real intention behind it, and I'm excited to share the reason why. I'm here with the founders and the creators, Sunny and John Fahlgren, and really to dive deep about the why behind So, sustainable organic wellness. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. This is exciting. Debbie, what you and Chuck have done in Columbus and continue to do is really inspiring. And you guys have really made this community a better place. And, you know, you have a mission and you're unwavering on that mission. And we're very fortunate in Columbus, and we're so aligned with what we're doing. So it's a privilege to be here.
Well, I know, like you and Sunny, we're just so excited to see Columbus waking up to this mindfulness and this awareness and truly being able to live our best lives.
Yeah, it's happening. I mean, we're in the midst of it, and the best is yet to come.
Yes. So,
but we've opened up the door and everyone's embraced it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're excited for this journey and what it's going to become.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I'm excited to hear about the reason and really the story behind the scenes. How long have the doors been open here at So?
So the doors have been open 7 months. The doors have actually been open a lot longer than that.
Yes. I'd like to dive deep into that as well.
This is something that has been marinating for quite some time.
Yes.
We felt the time was right to get into this business, but everything's so great, Debbie. Business has been, we've been so well received in UA and Columbus in general that we're just so excited.
Share a little bit with our listeners then. Like you talked about, the doors have been open for a long time and you have been marinating and working on this concept and this idea, and it's been a part of your life. Share a little bit about the history.
I grew up in Parkersburg, West Virginia, and into an advertising family, and never could I imagine that I'd be sitting here today in Columbus, Ohio, owning a restaurant. And
a lot of restaurant owners say that, don't they?
Absolutely. But a lot of our friends are like, really? You want to get into the restaurant business? Mm-hmm. And, you know, to that answer, we say, absolutely. And what we're doing is, yes, certainly we're a restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to make money. We got to stay in business, and people have their livelihoods at stake here.
Yeah.
But respectfully, we're so much more, purposefully more than a restaurant.
Yeah.
No, our intention was just more than a restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, it's purposely driven, and our mission is to be a mission-based, highly innovative brand that makes transformative change in this community.
Wow, that was so good, John. I'm going to have to pause you.
Okay.
And I want you to say that again, because I want the listeners to really hear that reason. It just totally hit me deep.
Oh,
in my soul about the reason why and the intention behind brands nowadays. It matters. Having that intention of the service and the experience you're delivering makes a huge difference. And I think sometimes people aren't aware of the deeper intention behind a brand. And then they see this brand start to grow and become something so much more than a restaurant. And you guys are doing that and will continue to do that, I believe, because of what you just said.
So
if you can let us know, what is that?
You know,
it's almost like the why of
absolutely.
So.
The most iconic brands across the world are those brands that make the emotional connection with the customer. And especially, you know, people growing up today, especially the younger generation, how they interact with brands is much different than when I grew up.
Yes.
And they, you know, they have a whole different set of benchmarks if how they're going to interact and allow brands to be a part of their lives.
Yeah.
And as I said, I was told growing up that anything worth doing is worth doing to the best of your ability.
Yes.
This is a very tough industry, but there's a right way to do this industry.
Yeah.
And food is medicine. We've had some, you know.
Love that one too. That's another quote. Love that one. Definitely pull that one out.
Debbie and Sunny can speak to this.
Yeah.
But,
so,
you know, we've had some things happen in our life that really caused us to pause and step back and think about, you know, what we put in our bodies. You know, we only have one.
Yes.
So it makes sense, right, to take care of it as best we can.
Yes.
And so everything that we're doing here really supports that from the sustainability perspective, the nutrient dense, fresh food, organic. Mm-hmm. Sunny will go into that a little bit more.
Yes.
But then the wellness. Many people, you know, may not know it. We always say health is a state of body. Wellness is a state of being made up of many different spiritual dimensions. And so you could look physically healthy, right?
Yeah.
But if you're not right between the ears,
your mind.
Then you're not well at all. So we do know that there are certain foods that help stimulate brain activity.
Yep.
And it's, again, this is not John and Sunny. This is science-based,
right?
Yes,
I love the science-based. They're really stepping up now.
So the best
showing
medicine.
It.
Yep. So the best medicine, respectfully, there's nothing wrong with big pharma. We're okay with that.
Yeah.
But we believe the best medicine comes from the ground.
Yeah.
It's right there. It's called preventative health, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we need to practice it a little bit more.
I love this insider info on the podcast. Yes, to share with our listeners. It's kind of fun for them to hear some of the future vision of what's going to happen here at Sew. What's going to go on then?
So we are right in our vestibule today. We are creating the Wall of Hope. And, you know, without hope, we don't have much, right?
Yeah.
Hope's what it's all about for any of us. And so mental illness is the single greatest debilitating public health matter of our generation.
Right.
It's something that very few of us want to talk about. You know, if you say your child has cancer, everyone will shed a tear. They'll give you a hug.
Yes, I'm so there with you. Yeah.
But if you talk about, you know, your child has schizophrenia or a bipolar or whatever, not going to get any play dates.
Yeah, or even anxiety or stress or depression even. People don't treat it the same. It's almost shameful. And then I think they don't realize that it is a chemical imbalance that we can prove.
Absolutely.
In your brain. Oftentimes, snap out of it. Come on. You know, just be happy or just do this. Or they don't understand the reasoning behind like cancer is or any kind of disease. People automatically are like, oh my gosh, are you getting treatment? Are you getting help? How can we all as a community gather around the family and help that child that has cancer? And I finally think with, you know, the Nationwide Children's Hospital and everything that you're doing and that they're starting to do with that mental health awareness, wakening our community up to it and to really be able to talk about it and open up the dialogue and share how do we help each other?
Right.
And how do we know it's not a choice? They don't choose to be stressed and have anxiety and have depression or have mental health issues.
Debbie,
how do we help them?
Absolutely. Well, we are so blessed to live in this community.
Yeah.
Last Friday was the dedication for the Big Lots Behavioral Health Pavilion.
Yes.
Nationwide Children's. Mm-hmm. And it is absolutely amazing. And it's not just the 40 or so beds that they have. It's a start, but it's the community outreach that they're going to help with and help so many families who don't have, you know, and this is complicated because, as I said, hospitals love the C word because they make a lot of money with it.
Mm-hmm.
Mental health, mental illness is something that's very challenging. And it's really a top down until the providers start getting paid for it.
Yeah.
It's very complicated, but there's so many people that need help that they don't get that help. And we're sitting here right now with a hospital down the street that, you know, Steve Allen's legacy is going to be great. It's because maybe sometimes it's not popular to talk about in the boardrooms. Mm-hmm. Steve Allen, to his credit, and everyone at Nationwide Children's Hospital decided, we don't care.
We're talking about it.
We're talking about it. And it's a privilege to be a part of it. Sunny and I, it's a dream.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has challenges, Debbie.
Yeah.
And it teaches us to be a little humble.
Yeah. What I really truly love too is that, you know, we have Lit Life Plus Yoga Studio. They're really teaching the kids how to connect not only with your mind, but your body, self-awareness, and your breath. And how we can use our body as a tool to help us, as well as, of course, all the foods. I think oftentimes that's a disconnect.
Right.
I have been working with my husband for a long time this past year just to try to connect him with food and how he feels. And I don't know why we are not taught that growing up or why we're not aware of it, but it's even just to know when you eat something, how do you feel afterwards? How do you feel the next day? Is that food fuel you? Or does it make you tired and maybe feel bloated and make you, you know, or makes you, gives you energy and then you crash? Like, what are you putting in your body? And also knowing that that food helps your brain as well. It's really good for that brain health.
Absolutely.
So I love them being able to bring all of this scientific wellness, scientific wellness into our world right
now. It's not hyperbole that, you know, Sunny and I are trying to, it's just, it's the fact. I mean, it's all science-based.
Yes.
We are what we eat.
Exactly.
Sometimes, you know, in life we get dealt a set of cards that, that are not so good, but, and that's unfortunate, right?
Yeah.
But so much of the disease out there is preventable.
Yes.
You know, Western medicine is reactive medicine. You get sick, you go to the doctor, here's your prescription, run down to the, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, and again, there's a role for that.
Yeah.
But there's a role for self-care.
Well, I kind of welcome another guest that we have sitting here, Sunny.
Thank
your
you.
Beautiful wife.
Well, she's my inspiration. So was a brand, it would be Sunny. She lives this brand so authentically, Debbie, much like you do.
And you have to live it.
Yeah. And she, you know, she walks the walk and she inspires me every day because it, you know, it's about being authentic and transparent.
Yeah.
And
that's a pretty great intro, Sunny. I don't know if I can beat that one.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored to have you here today and we're excited to be part of your podcast.
I'm excited to share your beautiful light that shines so bright from within.
Thank you.
On our whole community.
Thank you.
And I know we met way, way back in a yoga class.
Yes, yes.
And even then, I remember seeing you and talking with you and going, wow, there's something inside.
Well, thank you.
That you freely give to others.
Wow.
And it's beautiful.
Well, thank you. And I think the same of you. So you're an inspiring leader in our community. And I really appreciate that. You know, I followed you for years in different things that you've done throughout the community. And just in the way that you've rebranded your brand and is just very authentic to who you are. And so congratulations
on
that.
Thank you. Well, let's hear a little bit about your story.
Well, so I grew up an hour north in Mansfield, Ohio, and I went to Bowling Green and I graduated with a marketing degree and moved to Columbus. So I've been here for a long time. If I tell you how many years, I'll tell my, I'll give away my age.
Yes. So we're ageless. Yeah.
But so Columbus has been home for a long time. Mm-hmm. And that's where John and I met. And we stayed here and raised our family. And so, you know, I've really got into health and wellness and learning more about food as, you know, and nutrition in the past 15 years. Okay. And I think we all have, a, you know, a story of like, you know, where we felt like a lot of stress at some period in our life. And mine was when I had really young children and in my early 30s and, you know, exhausted and just trying to figure out why I couldn't do it all. And so then I really started to think like, am I even paying attention to what I'm eating? I'm just kind of like eating on the run. You know, a lot of my meals as a, you know, mother, I mean, it's just kind of standing there eating, you know, and not sitting down and relaxing. Yeah. And so I really started to, I've never really been into diets. I feel like that is just a restrictive way to eat, but just more on the nutrition and science-based and reading a lot of, you know, books by different doctors and what food can do to heal your body. And I really started to fall in love with that. Yeah. And I love to read stories about how people literally cured themselves of different, you know, ailments and really just changed the way that that they felt and through food. So I would have piles of books in my nightstand and John would
it's like, wait a minute.
Sunny's a reader and then she filled me, but beside her side of the bed, just stacks and stacks and stacks of book. And she, and you know, I grew up not knowing anything about this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was told that, well, you know, if it's healthy, it not going to taste good and all this kind of stuff.
A lot of us, I think, are raised that way or just think that way. You know, broccoli, how do you get your kids to eat it? You know, it's like just that negative talk around the foods that are so powerful, the veggies and the greens.
And some of those foods don't seem fun to eat, you know, but if you have a great sauce and it's prepared properly, I mean, you know, some impressions of vegetables from are from a young age and maybe they had soggy broccoli or, you know, and or overcooked or, you know, if fruit and vegetables are not like if they don't look good, if they don't look ripe, if they don't taste sweet or, you know, taste the way they should, they don't taste good, just like any other food, food. Yeah. But so when it's prepared properly, and so I just began to experiment with in the kitchen, and I made a lot of plant-based meals and, you know, we had brownies with black beans and things like that. And I couldn't really tell the kids, and I really didn't want to tell John, but he would go, this is so good. This is so good. What's in this? And so it was fun because you could make healthy food taste good if you just kind of experimented a little bit.
I love you sharing some of those recipes because still to this day, people question, you know, is it just lettuce? What are you eating as a plant-based, you know, person?
Right.
When you go out to restaurants, or what do you cook? How do you make it? And I know they're always surprised when I say, oh my gosh, avocado and cauliflower and Chuck's green smoothie every morning. Mm-hmm. Like they're, what? Wait a minute. Or I know cooking, you know, desserts with avocado, the creaminess is amazing.
You can use fruits and vegetables in so many different ways. And, you know, just like even starting with a smoothie in the morning or, you know, getting a great, you know, whole grain bread and making like toast, making, you know, like avocado toast or experimenting with different like nut butters and then put fruit on top. You know, I think you have to start with things that you like. So if you don't like a certain fruit or vegetable, forcing yourself to eat that is not much fun. Yeah. But, you know, but maybe trying it again if you didn't like it in the past and just, you know, finding some interesting recipes. If you like lasagna or you like, you know, Mexican food, like incorporating more plant-based, you know, ingredients into those dishes and seeing if you like it. And, you know, our taste buds can change quickly. Yeah. And once you connect the feeling of the food that you're eating, you know, and you wake, you're sleeping better and you have more energy and, you can handle stress better, then I think you start to feel like, oh gosh, these foods are really working for me and it's worth it.
That awareness of when you start to eat plant-based or you start to eat those foods that do give you energy and you can focus and you feel full all day.
And Debbie, you got to be a little careful because when everyone talks plant-based, it's kind of, that's the word now.
Yeah. It seems like the word of the day.
But what you we really, really want is whole plant food. Just because a lot of things have preservatives in it. They say plant-based, but they have preservatives in it.
Yeah.
Well, that's great for business, makes money. It extends shelf life.
Yeah.
Whole plants, they don't last very long.
Yeah.
But there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
They're really fresh.
Yeah.
And what you're eating, it's a whole plant.
And it's, yeah. It's
so
one ingredient.
It's one ingredient.
That you add and that you can
Sunny has told me something long ago and it's always resonated with me that, you know, when you look on labels, if you can't pronounce it, there's a good chance you probably shouldn't put it in your body.
Yeah. Yeah. And just that awareness of starting to look at labels, ask restaurants.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite cookbook? Because that could be kind of fun to share with
our audience. You know, I do. One of my favorite cookbooks that it was from years ago, and I don't believe she's active on her blog, although it still exists.
Okay.
Her name is Angela Lydian, and she had a blog. It was one of the first blogs years ago. It was called Oh, She Glows.
I have a book.
Yeah, and so I have two of her cookbooks, and they're, I would be embarrassed to show anyone what they look like now. They're a little tattered at this point because I've used them so much, but her recipes are delicious. They're really great. Gina Fontana has Healthy Little Vittles. She's a good friend of ours, and she's local in Columbus.
Love that.
She has a beautiful blog, and she's on Instagram as well.
Okay.
And she has a lot of it's all plant-based recipes.
Uh-huh.
So her photography is gorgeous and her recipes are delicious. So, and then Lauren Blake, she has Whole Living Lauren and she has a lot of wonderful recipes on her blog as well. So, you know, kind of just exploring and, you know, we eat with our eyes. So when you see beautiful pictures of food, it's very intriguing and, you know, just marking a few recipes and kind of playing around the kitchen. I think it's fun, first of all, because it's relaxing, you know, if you're not rushed to cook and just, I mean, it can be, you know, we talk about meditation being really important, but the act of even cutting vegetables and just relaxing when you're preparing your meal is, you know, is a wonderful experience. And then, you know, you have control of your health as well. So I think eating well is part of self-care is, you know, we do different things to take care of ourselves in our busy lives and eating well is just one more of those things. And, you know, taking the time because we are worth it. And as John said, we have one body and treating yourself well and, you know, moving your body through whatever type of exercise, you know, that you enjoy.
I loved you sharing about being in the kitchen and mindfully cutting the vegetables. And I think what a beautiful process to share with your kids and loved ones now. And yes. I feel the shift.
Yes.
I feel the young generation wants to get in the kitchen with mom.
They do.
And learn.
Yes.
And that's such a beautiful gift that you can give your children.
It is.
Showing them the right way, how to decor a strawberry, you know, or how do you do an avocado?
But our lives are so busy now.
But we can't, no excuses anymore.
There are no excuses.
No excuses anymore. Set that intention and take the time to do it. And I think families and moms would be amazed by the dialogue, a conversation that starts to come around that time that you're spending together in the kitchen. And I think just like you said, no more busy moms. We have to say no as women. No, we're not going to be those superwomen that run crazy with our head cut off, doing 10 million things at once, but feeling like we're not doing anything to our full capacity and our full ability. And being able to say no to things, but yes to the right things that are making our lives impactful to our community and to our families.
Absolutely.
And I love you being that role model for women to say, hey, I was doing it this way. And now the beauty and what I get out of being able to have that time in the kitchen and being able to take the time to prepare the food. And then, like you said too, you're not standing up rushing to eat while you're doing 10 million things. No, you sit and you have conversation with the family at the table. And I believe you provide that here at So. I've been here before. We've brought in groups of people here from out of town too. And they have just been so blown away by the little attentions that you have in the restaurant and by the experience and the knowledge of your people here that serve us.
Well,
is truly inspiring. The way they talk about the meals and describe them. I know you talked about sauces earlier.
Yes.
Wow. That is the difference.
It can make
an amazing difference too.
We have a great staff and it was really important that they were educated on the ingredients in our entrees and also just really believed in our brand. And we have a lot of our core staff still with us from our, you know, first day that we opened and they're really behind the brand. They live the brand. And so the whole premise on, you know, coming into our restaurant, we are plant-based, but we do have, you know, lean proteins and we wanted to make sure that we have, you know, food for, so everyone at the table was happy. And you know, we have several families coming in or groups that, you know, there's a vegetarian and maybe a few vegans. And then, you know, other people might just, you know, eat, you know, whatever. Yeah. Or some people have to have the burger. And so we have a great Wagyu burger. And and we have, you know, sustainable fish options.
Yes.
But at least there's something for everyone on the menu. And and my hope in having a lot of plants on our menu is that, you know, people that might not necessarily eat many plants or are, you know, new to trying to incorporate, you know, more plants into their diet would come in and try the cashew mac and go, wow, that's amazing. Or, you know, you can get a wonderful salad and add a protein to it. So you still have your, you know, your meat and you feel content because everybody should, you know, we eat to nourish our bodies, but we also eat to nourish our souls. And like, you don't have to have chocolate to live, but sometimes that perfect dessert at the end of the meal just makes everything feel right. You know, eating should be joyful and it should be fun. It shouldn't be restrictive. It shouldn't be, you know, you shouldn't have to eat cardboard. I mean, and that's not really, but you can truly be healthy and eat indulgent food.
Yes.
And you're protecting your health too. So
it's kind of in that whole vein of intuitive eating.
Absolutely.
That awareness of your body, listening to your body and how you feel. And in this moment, what do I need? Like knowing that you're the expert of your own body.
You are. Yes.
And I love how you talk about, you know, no restrictions. You know, it's not a diet. It's not, you know, and then all bodies are healthy.
Right.
All bodies and all people. And what you choose to eat is your choice. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Because it might, with your body, it might be really good for your body.
Right.
But not my body.
Absolutely.
You know, and understanding that, I think, as a community is really powerful.
Understanding, you know, your tastes and what you know, what you need. If your body's telling you you need something, you probably need it. You know,
yeah.
I mean, when I was pregnant with my twin daughters, yeah. like my body was telling me I needed, you know, certain foods that I never really ever ate.
Like, oh my gosh, I have a craving for
this. Right, right.
Oh,
so you know what? I did. Yeah. I ate whatever.
Wasn't anything crazy. What was it? Or something.
It was like I ate a lot of burgers, but I was probably needing iron. I don't know. Yeah. I did, but I felt nauseous, you know? And so, and I did eat french fries, but I mean, you know, but there's a time and place for all food, you know? And if you're very restrictive in the way that you're eating, and you're adhering to this diet, it can cause a lot of stress.
Yeah.
It can cause mental stress. Mm-hmm. It can cause physical stress in your body.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you are, you know, if you have high cortisol levels and your body feels like it's under attack, you know, and and that's not healthy. So, you know, if you want to travel and if you're going to eat dinner at friends' homes and it's nice to be able to eat what everybody else is eating.
Yeah.
Or if you're at a birthday, you know, have a piece of cake.
Have it. Yeah.
And I truly believe in that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that that makes us feel like we're part of, you know, the event, you know, and you're connecting. You're always connecting with people. So
Well, thank you. Because I think So has made it a part for people that do eat plant-based or vegetarian or vegan to feel a part of the experience at a restaurant now.
Right.
They don't feel like, oh gosh, can you, you know, they don't want to impose on anybody or the restaurant. And it's nice just to have everybody at the table feel there's something for everybody.
Absolutely.
Debbie Sunny said, you know, eating is a very personal journey. And so for us to, or for anyone for that matter, to tell you this is the right way to eat, you know, unless you have a medical condition that causes you to have a certain diet, or that's, you know, that's a different conversation altogether.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, you know, our beliefs here at the restaurant are, you know, just eat more plants. Eat as many plants as you can. Plants are everything to us. It's, and then always try to eat food as close to its source as possible.
Yeah. And seasonally, I know that's a big thing too. Change that menu seasonally.
For sure. But if you step off the reservation every now and then, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Life's about having fun.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think that's the beauty in this. So it's a place, it's a happy space where people that, with all kinds of different dietary preferences can sit down with one another and have a really amazingly healthy meal and great tasting. You know, the funny thing, and I wanted to say it earlier, is that Sunny, I'd come home after a trip, Debbie, and Sunny would have dinner prepared and we'd be sitting at the table and I just would start eating. And it was like, wow, this is really amazing. I've never had this before. And she goes, you really like it? And I'd say, are you kidding me? I said, Sunny, you could serve this in a restaurant. And here we are.
But,
and here we are. But I'd say, you could serve that. And she goes, that's vegan. It's like, no way.
Wow. Yeah.
And I said,
that's how Chuck is, my husband.
And I, and so all the myths that I was taught growing up just flew out the window. And this process, it just went on and on and on. Mm-hmm. And it was just, and she'd come up with another recipe and it was just like, wow. It's, but it's all about the flavor.
Yes. The flavors and the spices and the sauces.
So don't let,
and fresh.
Yes.
Don't
fresh.
Let anybody tell you that eating healthy, you have to sacrifice flavor and taste.
It's not.
Baloney.
I think it's like really totally investing in yourself 100%. And it's not a luxury, but it's a necessity.
Yes.
To really feel like you can live fully.
Absolutely.
When you have, just the other day I've been packing Chuck's lunch. And for once, he took it with him. I'm like, yes. He remembered. And I got home from work. So it was after dinner. And I said, oh, well, what are you feeling like tonight for dinner? And he said, gosh, honestly, Debbie, I'm not real hungry right now. You know, maybe let's wait about an hour or so. And then normally we eat, you know, right when I get home. And I'm like, oh. And I looked at him and I said, I bet it's because you had that lunch that I prepared for you, right? That had all those green veggies and all that good fresh food in it. And it filled you up. And it wasn't just processed food. And you're not hungry because you took that time to really eat all those different food groups together too.
Very
as well.
Well said.
And it wasn't just a fast meal in and out. So I really truly see that and feel that in my own body as well.
Mm-hmm.
When you eat that, you know, really fresh, healthy, nutrient dense food, you're fuller longer and you feel like you have more energy throughout
the day.
You are.
And one of the myths of, you know, healthy eating is, can you get enough protein, yes, you know, on a plant-based diet? And absolutely, yes, oh gosh, you can. But the one thing that really, I mean, I've had conversations with doctors recently, and, you know, protein deficiency in the U.S. is almost unheard of. It is, I mean, the percentage is so small. So that's really not what, you know, to be worried about. But what doctors are worried about are getting enough, patients are not getting, or people are not getting enough fiber into their diets. And it's causing a lot of, you know, a lot of different ailments and diseases. Mm-hmm. So, you know, fiber keeps you full. It makes mm-hmm. everything run properly. And plants are full of fiber. So,
Helps reduce inflammation.
Yeah.
And inflammation is the big, it's a trigger.
Yeah.
And plants are, you know, full of antioxidants and phytochemicals. And they make your cells happy. So.
Yeah, no, I love all that, you know, information that you get, and that you're out there as a seeker, trying to research and find and work with the doctors to be able to bring it back out to the community and really can speak to it is very powerful. Are you having cooking classes? I was just thinking to myself, I want to cook with you, girl.
You know, that's a great idea. I'd love to do that. Yeah, I would love to do that. That's something we'll have to add to the list of things, because, mm-hmm. I really love, you know, I like how you are connecting to your community. You always have, and getting out there. That was important to us. And because I said this has to be more than a restaurant, you know, opening this up, you know, and that's where the wellness in our name, you know, it falls under a lot of different things, connecting to our community, mm-hmm. and also, you know, just connecting through yoga and connecting through different, you know, different things. But cooking classes would be really fun, I think. So,
and I know you're having a speaker series with the wellness. I know you just hosted one. If you want to share a little bit about that, because I think that's exciting for our community to stay on the lookout for the speaker series that you're bringing in on the wellness.
So we'll have quarterly speaking series. And we had one in January. Our next one will be in May.
Okay.
And the one in January was about the power of plants. And Mike Zelkind, the CEO of 80 Acres, who is the world's first fully automated indoor farm in Cincinnati. We get a lot of our produce from there, like our leafy greens, our microgreens, and...
microgreens.
Yeah, and several other veggies. Mm-hmm. And he came to speak. It just on the, you know, the future of farming, basically, and produce from his farm, his farms. It is, you know, it's even better than organic because there are zero pesticides. So organic has half the pesticides of conventional produce. But, you know, this is really cool because really you don't even need to wash it because humans are not touching it. And so, you know... Yeah. spreading, you know, different types of, you know, salmonella, different things. Yeah. We had, you know, I don't know, a few months ago, romaine, you couldn't get it because, you know, people were getting really sick. Mm-hmm. And so this won't happen with, you know, indoor farming. It is the future of farming and it's a very sustainable way to
feed
people.
It'd be a great field trip.
Yes, it would
have
be a great,
gone down?
I have, yes, I have. I've been there a few times.
What he's created, it's the next Apple. He's the Apple of food. Mike and Trish Livingston and the whole 80 Acres team, Debbie.
Yeah.
What they are creating is unbelievable. And it is, but the future of food is here today. Farmers are great people.
Yeah.
Conventional farming, you know, is once upon a time, everything was organic. Conventional farming, it's not sustainable for a lot of different reasons. Whether you believe in climate change, you know, depletion of land, the pollution of land. There's so many, I could go on and on and on. But the future of farm, you know, it keeps pricing the same every year. It's better than organic. But like, you know, most, when you come into this restaurant, many of the vegetables that you eat, even this time of year, when it's cold outside, although today is a nice day, but the vegetables are served within 72 hours from harvest.
Wow.
Why is that important? So a lot of people...
Why is that important? That is great.
Well, like a leafy green is water-based. Mm-hmm. And so typically, traditionally, when a field worker puts a knife through a head of romaine in a field in the Salinas Valley, for instance, that plant begins to degrade. It fights for survival, however a plant does that. But every day that goes by, it loses nutrition.
Before it gets to your plate.
Most of the vegetables that we eat 8 months a year in Ohio, in food deserts, mm-hmm. where we don't have access to that kind of weather, they only have 40 to 50% of their nutrition left in them. How cool would it be in Columbus, Ohio, on Christmas Day that you could sit down and eat food that was at 100% of its nutritional pyramid. It's never been done before. Yeah. That's what we're doing
here. That is the future.
That's the future. And it's, you know, if some, eating is a very personal journey, right?
Yeah.
So if you just want to leave it at, hey, just leave it at tastes good, that's fine. That's your choice, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But like Paul Harvey said, now for the rest of the story,
I guess
that dates me. But
in that awakening of people wanting to know that.
But it's great to have the rest of the story to tell. And if you don't care about mental health, I could care less.
Yeah.
But if you want the rest of the story, we have the rest of the story to tell.
Yeah.
But it's authentic and we're living it every day. Yeah. And it, you know, it's, we just rent time. You know, this is all whatever, but you know, someday, you know, I think our goal ought to be to try to leave the place in better hands than how we inherited it.
Yeah.
And so that's all we're not trying to save the world. We're just trying to do our part.
Yeah.
And, as I said, it's an ever evolving journey. Mm-hmm. So some of the things that, you know, we want to get in to make, we'd like to see, our, environmental waste go to zero. Mm-hmm. You know, we are trying to recycle our food waste. We're not all the way there yet, but you know, we have a big business plan. We have so many things we want to accomplish and we're going to get there.
Yeah. And portion control. I don't know if you guys think about that or looked into that too with the waste.
Yep.
You know, I think that that's often when you're out traveling at different restaurants and oh my gosh, who could eat all that sometimes? And then you feel like, oh, so bad that it's just wasted food when we have
people. It's not about quantity. It's about quality.
Food.
Just as you said with Chuck.
Yes.
If you eat really nutrient dense foods, you don't have to have a lot of it. Because they're very fulfilling.
Yeah.
And they're really good for you.
And you'll
notice
it immediately in your energy.
You just don't want cheap calories, cheap, that they're all processed.
Yes.
Yeah. That's waste.
So Sunny, how have you found this living way that you're living through food is medicine and food is nurturing to your body because we're in the beauty industry? Mm-hmm. How do you feel it's also from that outer shell of beauty? You know, your hair, your skin, your, you know, your glow. Because you definitely got a glow going, girl.
Well, thank you. I feel that the same foods that are good for your brain and good for your heart, good for your immune system are also good for, you know, what you see on the outside, you know, our hair, skin, and nails. And, you know, when you are eating well and you're sleeping well and you radiate, you know, that on the outside. I mean, and plants, again, have lots of water. Mm-hmm. And so when you're eating a lot of plants, you know, you are hydrating your cells and you're hydrating your body. And so I think, you know, if you're not eating well, it does start to show up. Yeah. And so eating well, you know, automatically makes you...
Dehydration, right? Isn't that one of the number one causes of... being foggy, not being able to focus in your in your mind, in your brain.
Right. Yeah,
and
they always say whenever
people can't get enough water.
Whenever my kids will say, "Mom, I have a headache," which is rarely, but every once in a while I'll get a text, "Mom, I have a headache," and I go, "Have you had enough water? Have you had enough water?" That's the first question.
Yeah.
And then, did you just eat, or when was the last time you ate?
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's fine to take something, but I don't think you should always reach for that because if you think, sometimes we're busy, you know, we forget to drink water. And so if you hydrate, that does help.
Yeah.
So
we have a special guest, Michael Obermeyer. Here is the culinary chef here at So. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're just excited to be out of here. What inspires you with the menu?
You know, right now it's really great to be working with some farms and get some produce that's, you know, a one day away from being harvested.
I know. You that know, was like totally blowing my mind off. I was like, one day?
It's amazing.
We're in Ohio, right?
Right. You know, and year round being able to work with some of these really great farms and these really great producers of these really cool heirloom produce, you know, varieties that we're getting here and just letting the produce and the vegetables speak for themselves. Like you shouldn't have to doctor up a tomato. They taste great the way they are.
Yeah.
You know, so, and nutrient dense and fresh from the source. Like it's really what a chef dreams of. Like,
yeah. It's really nice to have that great canvas, like an artist to
work
with.
Exactly. You know, so I'm very blessed and I'm very lucky to be here and to be a part of this. You know, eating good and eating clean is something that it's for the future, you know, it's what people are doing. It's what people are leaning towards and to be ahead of the game and be almost a trendsetter in this environment really great for us and an opportunity I couldn't say no to.
Yes. What have you seen? Just, you know, it's so amazing probably for you to look out and see
the people here enjoying it, talking about it and experiencing it. Because I think with the plant-based,
it's
they
great.
Don't know how good it could be.
Exactly.
Or what, and what you've created.
The variety of people in here. And the vibe and the ambiance that we get, you know, having an open kitchen, and for the most part, I'm pretty much in the dining room 90% of the time.
Yeah, kind of explain that, because I don't think our viewers can really see it.
So it's really well.
That have not been here to sew.
Yeah, so our kitchen
is really
like no games, hiding anything.
Yeah.
You know, you can see everything that we do, and we take pride in what we do. Mm-hmm. And that vibe and that ambiance really, you know, sets the tone throughout the restaurant. You know, happy, vibrant kitchen, you know, that liveliness, it goes throughout the entire dining room and you really feel like you're a part of something.
Yeah, that's
you know,
sounds
and fun. Even me in the window in Expo, kind of looking out in the dining room and seeing people, you know, cheersing and toasting and having a great time, it makes me feel like I'm doing something good.
Yeah, you feel like you're a part of that experience.
Absolutely.
And to be able to inspire your team.
100%,
to live that way 100%. Right here in the restaurant.
Yeah, it's great.
You're not behind the scenes. You're not like, okay, you're in the back and you stay back in the back and just cook. You get to be, and your team gets to be a part of this whole amazing experience.
And they love it. And it's something that a lot of them aren't used to. And it's upping their game as well and making them better people and making them aware of what's going on in the world and, you know, food and culture and things like that.
Yeah, and I love it when you come out and walk around and talk to the people.
It definitely brings me out of my box a little bit. Pushes my comfort zone,
but
you know,
connecting because
exactly.
You know, it's you're that creator behind the beautiful meal that they get to enjoy. Well,
I appreciate the kind words and you know, I like cooking good food. You know, it makes me feel good. Yeah.
How long have you been in the industry?
Off and on for 15, almost 20 years. My parents owned a country club years ago in Florida. And I remember working in the kitchen there and hanging out with the chef and, you know, just, it's always
You got
been,
the bug back
yeah,
then. You're like, oh my God, this is it. It's so great when you can find that career that truly is a passion.
It is, you know, even, you know, on weekends, you know, on Sundays, you know, cooking pasta and gravy with my, you know, grandma and my mom, like it goes back for years. I'm very blessed to have really good cooks on both sides of my family that have taught me a couple things.
I love that. We were just talking a little bit, Sunny and I, like how we feel like this next generation and now people are awakening to that coming together, cooking together, sharing it together, and to hear your traditions that have been passed down by both sides of your family. Those moments probably made such a huge impact.
It is.
You.
And then to share those with my son too.
Yeah.
He definitely knows how to make a meatball.
I love that. I know when I met my husband, like he was kind of challenged in the kitchen and now he is my chopper.
There you go.
And he loves to chop vegetables.
Everybody finds their thing.
And it's kind of great because as you know, as you grow up, if the parents include you, involve you and want you to be a part of that,
I still have the recipes that my grandma hand wrote in a little box that I save. You know, you have to. You know, those are traditions. Those are things that you can't let go. Oh, you can't let go away.
Yes, I have Chuck's actually Mama Joe's sauce and Papa Joe's meatballs.
All right.
So he has some recipes too. But again, you know, as that boy, he got to enjoy all that good food, but never got to really participate in the cooking in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But got to, you know, love it and smell it and just enjoy it. So it's wonderful to see you getting your boys involved.
Thank you.
And family involved in the kitchen.
That's what it's about. You know, it's family means more to me than most things out there.
Yeah.
And I always try to keep them a part of what I'm doing. So.
And I think you've brought that here, all of you and your team, that this is a family now. And this is a community here at Sew.
We are the Sew family.
Yeah. I was saying to Sunny, cooking class.
I know. That's the other idea.
I'm so ready for that. And really mindfully, you know, taking the time to, how do you cut the vegetables and do that mindful meditation as you're doing it is exciting.
Yes.
We just got some juice hand delivered to us, which is a beet juice, I believe. The Sew plated jug. I love the glass jug. Reusable. Yeah. And beet juice is so good for your mind. I know we have a lit mind flow class with meditation and we do a shot of the beet juice meditation. So I love the root vegetables. And beets are a little bit misunderstood, I think.
They are, yes.
They're that root vegetable that they
they taste like the earth.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. But it, we have, a, this is a blend. So okay. You won't just taste straight beets. And but
it can be very earthy.
It can be. It can be. Yeah. But it's also really good for people that suffer from arthritis. And so we have a lot of people that come in and buy that every week. And yeah, so it helps. It helps with inflammation.
So what is blended with the beets?
So what else is in this?
Yeah.
This is
There's beet, turmeric, apple. A little bit of mint as well.
Okay.
Ooh, the mint.
Couple other things in there that trade secrets, you know.
Oh, yes. I love that. This is amazing. I just love the whole branding that you guys have done because everything behind it is so intentionally done.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
Again, I've been so excited to have you on.
I appreciate it. Anytime. You know, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Get the behind the scenes out here in front of the camera.
Anytime.
In front of the podcast. So thanks for taking a minute because I know we kind of pulled you out of the kitchen.
No, you're good. Anytime at all. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And John and Sunny, thank you so much for having us here today.
Thank you. So, thank you for having us.
And I invite all of our listeners, you got to come and check it out. Go hear all the different intentional events that they'll be hosting and hopefully some cooking classes soon as well. I'm not going to put that on there, but they do have some Sunday brunch yoga events that are coming up on Sundays and also some wonderful speaker series that they just started. So please tune in and check them out. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to From the Outside In. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information, you can follow me on Instagram at Debbie Penzone. I'm Debbie Penzone. You are exactly who you need to be.